today I look back and think more and more about how limited my education was. But at the same time, I had something that many kids who might have been reading Jane Austen by the time they were 10, many kids didn't have, and that was what living in the country teaches you. And it's most, for me, it was mostly about texture and detail, because you would be there with the bugs, and you would notice bugs and birds, and we'd be right there with the chickens, and you'd have dogs, and there were cows. So to me, that is the value of being in the country, being from the country, and what it gave me just in terms of sensual experience. And all this sensual stuff was all great pleasure and something that was apart from the drudgery of it. I wanted to leave the farm because it was hard work. I hated it. And I didn't have to do a lot, but I had to do enough that I knew I couldn't spend my life all day, every day doing it. My mother was a slave, and I saw how she suffered from that. And she, on the other hand, she had a vitality, a life force that came from working with the soil. She loved to watch things grow. She would say, "It's amazing, you take a seed and it grows into a plant."